Hi and welcome to Good for Construction, a podcast dedicated to conversations and insights on architecture. And this is season two. In season two, we discuss alternate careers after architecture.
This is Good for Construction.
Today in studio, we have architect Gaurav Shore, who is the co-founder of Swaraj, director at PSI Energy and visiting faculty at School of Planning and Architecture, Delhi.
It's a pleasure having you, sir, in studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sir, we would like to kind of start with defining your profession as an environmental educationalist. How would you define it?
Exactly that, I guess. 14 years has been in the field of green buildings and energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And a large part of that, 14 years, it's not a coincidence that it's been about 14,000 professionals that I've trained so far.
Wow.
In green buildings and energy efficiency. And I think somewhere in that journey, around the year 2008, I discovered that that's a lot of horse shit. I don't know if I can... Yeah, there's a lot of what we are trying to sell in the garb of green in India is not necessarily green.
Yeah.
So what has been my profession now has been to kind of pardafash karo, which we did a lot of that in Sushant also, especially with the first year students.
Yeah.
So that people discover ke jis cheez ko green ke naam pe becha ja raha hai India mein. Aur kafi had tak multiple governments, consecutive governments, you know, I'm not going to pin it on one government, aisa nahi hai. वो भी उसको ही सब्सक्राइब कर रहे हैं वो जो ये जो फर्जी इंडस्ट्री ड्रिवन डेफिनेशन है
कमर्शियल डेफिनेशन
बहुत कमर्शियल बहुत मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ओरिएंटेड एंड आई एम नॉट एंटी कैपिटलिस्ट लेट मी पुट इट आउट देयर बट आई एम प्रो द एनवायरनमेंट प्रो माय चिल्ड्रन गेटिंग क्लीन एयर टू ब्रीथ एंड यू नो ग्रीन प्लेसेस टू प्ले इन एंड आई फील दैट वी आर एट अ वेरी यूनिक एडवांटेज इन इंडिया 70% ऑफ इंडिया लिव्स इन विलेजेस And they are being convinced slowly that life is better in the cities. Ask us. We'll tell you where life is better. So the past 3-4 years has been a privilege because we've got a lot of opportunities to go and work in Anganwadis, in schools, in villages, to convince village people that their local culture is perfect and that their local culture is in sync with nature.
Yep.
And more about that. Down the line, but yeah, that's pretty much how it's shaped up.
So it is
in the domain of environmental education. It is in the domain of education for sustainable development, but not in the way that conventional international wisdom would look at it, but more like my grandparents or my parents would look at it.
But it's quite strange for me to hear that you know, capitalism can exist along with being aware about the environment and having that kind of awareness, because it's something like, I feel like with my limited knowledge, I haven't come across like a model that would talk or even discuss something like that.
एक बहुत घिसा पिटा मॉडल बताऊं?
हाँ.
बहुत ही सही मॉडल है.
हाँ.
सोने की चिड़िया.
Okay.
इंडिया होता था.
हाँ.
और ज़्यादा पुरानी बात नहीं है.
हाँ.
मतलब 200 साल 250 साल 200 साल पहले भी मतलब हमने वी हैव स्टडीड अ लॉट ऑफ रीसेंट हिस्ट्री एंड वी हैव डन इट थ्रू द गैजेटियर्स ऑफ ब्रिटिश इंडिया थ्रू गवर्नमेंट डॉक्यूमेंट्स एंड वी रियलाइज दैट वी हैव नो आइडिया हाउ मच वेल्थ इंडिया हैड वी ऑल हर्ड दिस टर्म सोने की चिड़िया बट वी डोंट नो एग्जैक्टली इन टर्म्स ऑफ नंबर्स हाउ मच मनी राइट सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल वी वर स्टडिंग द गैजेटियर ऑफ द स्टेट ऑफ the gazetteer of Bombay Presidency. So Gujarat didn't exist as a state. It was part of the Bombay Presidency.
Okay.
Right. And say for example a small place like Surat back then.
I'm
talking about the 1850s.
Mm-hmm.
The annual revenue collection was 19 million pounds sterling.
What?
Right.
Okay.
At that period it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right. And even in today's terms it'll be in billions of dollars. Right. That's the kind of money that we had. We were capitalists. We understood business. But what I love about that aspect or that period of time in India was that we had all our nature intact. And I feel that there is no other country in the world, barring maybe China and Japan, who have had similar, maybe I don't know enough about Japan, but China toh for sure. You know, these were two countries that traded at the global level, that supplied stuff at the global level, and they still didn't destroy nature. Now the question that that our team in Swaraj is intrigued by is very simple. How?
Maybe because there wasn't enough technological advancement, because that has a lot to do with...
We were very technologically advanced. We had a lot of, you know, technology when it comes to, say, for example, something as simple as the Jacquard loom. Which generates, you're wearing chicken. Now, for a person from, say, for example, from a European country who comes and looks at chicken. The first reaction is, oh, this has to be machine made. It's too fine to be done by hand. And then you go to see a kantha being woven or a banarsi being woven. And you realize that this is being done by hand. And guess what? The West couldn't replicate it. So they developed something called the Jacquard loom. In which you had to feed a pattern into into a, you know, a punched card machine. Which would then replicate the pattern through the machine. And then a woven equivalent of what a hand woven banarsi would be would come out of the machine. So it was the marrying of human potential with technology and appropriate technology. You know, like, we are tremendously influenced by Mahatma Gandhi's work, and Mahatma Gandhi did not diss technology. He spoke of appropriate technology. Right? He said machine mein koi problem nahi hai. Lekin jab machine insano ka kaam karna shuru kar deti hai, to fir tum soch sakte ho ki wo shuruaat hai ek naye paradigm ki jahan pe problems aayengi. You know, so somewhere if you're trying to balance the two in a healthy environment, which I feel in India is even more important because we are 1.2 going on to 1.3 billion people. You know, so if you say ki acha theek hai sara kaam machino ko de do, to fir insaan karenge kya? Sirf service industry, lekin wo to bahut sensitive ho jata hai na. So I guess that's why I felt that कैपिटलिज्म में कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, पैसा बहुत कमाना चाहिए. और मेरे को पक्का पता है कि एनवायरनमेंट को साथ साथ लेके चलते हुए पैसा कमाया जा सकता है. कोई डाउट नहीं है.
दिस इज गुड फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन विद ईशा बजाज फीचरिंग गौरव शौर्य.
तो आपको अभी कितने आंसर्स मिल गए? हाउ फार अलोंग आर यू इन दैट रिसर्च ऑफ?
एक तरफ से देखा जाए तो कहूंगा बहुत आंसर्स मिले हैं, एक तरफ से देखा जाए तो कहूंगा कि बिल्कुल भी आंसर्स नहीं मिले. लेकिन मुझे लगता है कि हमारा, यू नो, वेयर वी गो ऑफ अ लिटिल इज दैट वी डोंट रियलाइज दैट दीस आंसर्स आर अमंगस्ट अस टुडे.
ओके,
सी फॉर एग्जांपल समथिंग एज सिंपल एज कितने घिसे पिटे आर्टिकल्स कितने मैगजीन्स और न्यूज़पेपर्स में छप चुके हैं दैट इन इंडिया देयर आर पीपल हु प्रैक्टिस you know what the government launched as the Department of Ayush, Ayurveda, Yunani, Siddhi and Homeopathy. Ab in charon categories mein kitne clinics hain India mein who only take patients that hospitals have raised their hands on and said beyond our control. Ab to upar wala hi bachayega. To matlab uske upar ek Ayurvedic practitioner hai ya ek Yunani practitioner hai, you know. और मेरा थोड़ा ज्यादा इंक्लिनेशन है बिकॉज आई हैव गॉन थ्रू लोअर बैक प्रॉब्लम वेयर आई वाज एडवाइज सर्जरी एंड आई वाज टोल्ड बाय द डॉक्टर वन ऑफ द बेस्ट इन दिल्ली दैट यू विल नेवर वॉक आफ्टर सिक्स मंथ्स एंड आयुर्वेद हैड मी रन द एयरटेल हाफ मैराथन.
Wow.
So I realized that the answers exist. It's not as the answers don't exist. And it's only a matter of, and this is a lot of what we do, Indian people being proud of India. Not because there's a certain government at the center. No. But because they're Indian people, damn it. They have a legacy that has helped the environment thrive with capitalist systems. Right? So being proud of that, being proud of the fact ke yaar kya hai bimari jo nahi heal ho rahi, aajo idhar aajo. You know, hum to non invasively tumhari bimari gayab kar denge. Chalo dawai nahi leni, no problems. Yog ke madhyam se kar denge. Hum kar denge, uski tension mat lo. Just imagine, Isha, if we were to just cash in on the health industry.
Yeah, I think that slowly is happening.
It is happening, but I still don't think it's happening at the level that we are committed for it to happen.
Yeah,
by we, when I say it, our team in Swaraj is committed for it to happen. That we actually realize that the jadi bootis that you get from jungles are 100 times more potent than what you cultivate. Say for example, Pantnagar University has been doing so much work in Ayurveda. Right? And they are slowly trying to create the habitat or the ecosystem to get those jadi bootis. Lekin jo kudrati jungle mein ugti hai,
उसका इक्विवेलेंट नहीं है,
उसका इक्विवेलेंट नहीं है. और यहाँ पे फिर हमारा काम थोड़ा सा आता है इन द डोमेन ऑफ व्हाट वी नाउ आइडेंटिफाई एज जेंडर.
Hmm.
Though I feel that gender already comes with a lot of baggage,
yeah.
because it comes from the West.
Yeah.
But in India, we've always worshipped the mother in different forms.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nature is mother.
Hmm.
Language is mother.
Hmm.
Water is mother.
Hmm.
Annapurna food is mother.
Yeah.
Right. And then we have the breakdown that we have in our hands today.
Hmm.
You know, where girls are not respected the way they should be. Women are not respected the way they should be.
Yeah.
And then we come with this angle of gender. मेरे को लगता है नहीं यार देखो. In a country where we used to worship women, let's speak about worshipping women. I don't want to sell short by saying beti bachao beti padhao. Beti bachao chawal hai ke chini hai ke doodh hai
ki saaf pani hai,
ha matlab resource hai kya,
ha
nahi resource nahi hai,
yeah,
you know. And I had a very interesting conversation with a very dear friend Aisha. She runs a film studio, Jamun studio. They do some really good work. And Aisha was saying कि गौरव लेकिन मेरे को नहीं वर्शिप होना ना, तुम ये क्यों नहीं समझते. और मैंने उसको एक ही बात बोली, मैंने कहा आयशा लेकिन ये तेरे बारे में नहीं है ना, तेरे को लगता है तेरे को वर्शिप नहीं होना. You have to realize that if I start talking about worshiping women today, it will take 20 years for the message to sink in. And who knows what as a corollary would start getting worshipped along with you. So one of the things that the women in India need to do is to accept that they are goddesses and they should be worshipped thus. You know?
Or maybe the concept of the female gender, like as a concept, maybe that, even if that gets respect as another form of human existing along with the male form, I feel like that is also bahut badi baat ho jayegi, even if people understand that.
Lekin maine na ek bahut interesting line padha tha. There's this book called Ishmael by Daniel Quinn,
okay,
which is a very interesting perspective on human history being told by an ape. So ape sits down and tells a guy, let me tell you my side of the story.
Okay.
Tumne to badi history likh li, ab main tumhe batata. Usme wo ek line marta hai, wo bolta hai ki humankind has always fallen short. When you tell them to protect or respect, they just about manage to, you know, acknowledge. But as soon as you say worship, that's when the real respect and protection starts. So that's when I realized ke we have to set the bar here. And then people will settle here. But if you set the bar here, people will settle here.
That's
inherently
true.
People are lazy. So they'll cut corners.
Yeah.
So ab cut corner kaise na karein? उस लेवल पे लेके जाओ और बाहर सेट करो.
इंटरेस्टिंग
है ना. अब इसमें भी बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट चीज है कि हाउ डज आवर वर्क ब्रिंग ऑल दिस टुगेदर, यू नो, बिकॉज व्हाट हैज आल्सो हैपेंड ओवर टाइम इज दैट मॉडर्निज्म ब्रॉट विद इट द आइडिया ऑफ सुपर स्पेशलाइजेशन. द पीपल हु मेक मनी हु सक्सीड मोस्टली आर आल्सो पीपल हु आर सुपर स्पेशलिस्ट. कि वो रेनल एक्सपर्ट है तो उसको पता ही नहीं कि नेफ्रोलॉजी में क्या हो रहा है, उसको लेना देना भी नहीं है, यू नो. Whereas in Ayurveda, they will always look at the body as a whole. In fact, they'll not even look at only the body, they'll also look at the environment in which the body lives and say, "Acha, tum rehte kahan ho? To main tumhe batata hu ki tumhare ko kya problem hai." Right?
Yeah.
So another challenge that we face in our work is to categorize ourselves.
Yeah.
And to answer the first question that you asked, that how would you define your profession? Well, it's a lot of awareness generation on issues that we think are common sense.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj, featuring Gaurav Shore.
So to give our listeners a little context, I would request you to kind of maybe track your career trajectory in a very brief, objective way. So people know that if they want to reach a space professionally where you've reached, what kind of courses and degrees does that entail?
So that's a it's a tricky question. Primarily because it's like my brother, for example. He's a DJ. When he started DJing, there were no degrees or courses in DJing. You know, then they came about. So the industry very often kind of looks at opportunity and then starts courses. We've always maintained in our training programs in Griha that as a person who has studied architecture in India, you're somebody who is sensitive enough and aware enough to know exactly what to do to have the building be passively designed, passively cooled, consume less energy. You know all of it.
Yeah.
ठीक है. लेकिन फिर एक डिमांड इंक्रीज हो जाती है.
सो
इन टुडेज टाइम इफ यू वर टू डू व्हाट आई स्टार्टेड ऑफ डूइंग इन 2005, देन यू कुड डू व्हाट अ लॉट ऑफ स्टूडेंट्स आर डूइंग टुडे, व्हिच इज टू डू अ मास्टर्स इन सस्टेनेबल डिजाइन और सस्टेनेबल आर्किटेक्चर और एनर्जी एफिशिएंसी सो ऑन एंड सो फोर्थ. And then dive into the industry. The only difference being that when I started, then there were a handful of people doing this. And now there are software that are doing it without us. So that's the current reality of the field as well. So agar padhai karne ke angle se dekhen to yeah, you can do your masters in one of these energy efficiency related courses. Sustainability also is very vast. So you can choose, you can pick and choose. For example, one of the first Swaraj workshops that we did, the participant, one of the participants from that workshop went on to do her master's in social design, which I didn't even know there was a program like that. And when she shared the program with me, it was so fascinating. She wrote in from the US saying, this is what I'm doing. And social design is all about how to have a society transition into a new way of being for the whole society to do that and how to facilitate that. So for example, going from the pre-Facebook to the Facebook generation was a very big social shift. So apparently there are people who can design that. And there are people who can study how to design that. So sustainability is very open today. And that's, I think, the first question to ask is not courses, what courses should be done. The first question to ask is, what are you passionate about? And then take it from there. Because I do know that a lot of people generally want to do something for the environment. But then they succumb to this whole thing of ke pehle degree honi chahiye. Fir hum kuch kar payenge uske bare mein. And that's not real. That's a social pressure.
I agree. Also, like when I was inclined, I've always been inclined to do work in the vernacular space and, you know, working in the villages and all of that. It's only while I was doing that hands-on work that I realized that, you know what, I need to take a step back. I don't have formal education in this and I don't feel equipped enough to continue doing this kind of work. So now I will pursue my master's. But I will agree that there is definitely like a massive pressure to go and do your master's.
And you know, I must add something. Ye jo tera nagging feeling hai na, ye kabhi nahi jayega. In fact, I have been told by my friends who are PhDs. So out of the 14 years, 6 years, I was very lucky to have worked in an organization called Terry. And in Terry, a master's was nothing. Even a PhD was nothing. Because people were doing postdoctoral research and they had double doctorates. But one of the things that I always got from my friends who were PhDs was that if you have that nagging feeling that you don't know enough, it gets worse after a PhD. Because then you realize you don't know anything. And you know one thing about one subject and the world has moved on from the time that you got into your PhD and came out.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj featuring Gaurav Shore.
I think every human being is designed to make miracles. Provided they don't listen to their inner little voice, which tells them that you don't know enough, you don't have a formal education. Because you know what, the work that you're doing on the grassroots, the work that you're doing in the villages, is contributing to people's lives right now. And what we also, there's a pitfall that we keep falling into. I personally keep falling into that. Mujhe ye aana chahiye. Are gade, dusre log hai na, collaborate kar. Get into teams, get into partnerships. That is another very big rona of our generation. Because we have been brought up in a very individualistic education paradigm. Where we have never learned to support each other. Right? Thinking as a community doesn't come naturally to us. And by the way, you would have seen this in villages. Gaon mein community naturally aata hai. Wo chahe unki dushmani jaani ho, chahe wo ek dusre ko hate karte ho, चाहे उनकी फैमिली एक साथ बात नहीं करती हो, खाना नहीं पीती हो, अगर बाहर से कुछ आया ना अंदर,
तो दे विल स्टैंड लाइक
एकदम दीवार की तरह इकट्ठे हो जाएंगे वो लोग,
यू नो.
सो दैट सेंस ऑफ कम्युनिटी एंड द सेंस ऑफ बेसिक टुगेदरनेस is tremendously strong, and I find that I love that about villages.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's why I get drawn so much to go and work there.
Hmm.
Because I feel wo mere mein nahi hai. Aur mere ko wahan pe milta hai wo itna matlab itna khul ke pyar. Aap kisi ke ghar chale jao to wo darwaza khol ke aapko khana de denge.
Haan.
You know, and they want to know about your life and what do you do and why you're here.
Yeah.
And I felt ke matlab mere mein utna thoda 1/10 wo pyar aa jaye to duniya badal jayegi. You know. So that's very important for people to get flat for themselves.
Yeah.
Degree mein nahi hai. Jo log miracles cause karte hain na. Aur aaj ki date mein to aap aur bhi dekh lo. Jitne bhi log hain jinko Nobel Prize mil raha hai, jinko international recognition mil rahi hai. Unka koi formal qualification nahi hai. Matlab some of them didn't even go to school.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
And they just had that stand and that commitment. Aur usse kar liya.
Sahi baat hai. I mean.
Yeah. ये बहुत बड़ी चीज है. मेरे को याद है पहली बार जब मैं PhD के बारे में भी सोच रहा था ना, तो somehow I don't know why I stumbled upon this, like the universe conspired and I sat in front of this website which said, देख लो 8 साल लगेंगे, कब लग भी सकते हैं. उस दौरान तुम्हारे पीयर्स कई आगे चले गए होंगे और दुनिया कई आगे चली गई होगी. तुम देख लो कि तुम्हें ये करना है कि नहीं. अच्छा, तुम्हारा टॉपिक भी रिडंडेंट हो सकता है बाय द टाइम यू फिनिश योर PhD. और आज की डेट में तो इतनी तेज मूव कर रही हैं चीजें, यू नो. तो आई थॉट दैट वाज अ वेरी क्यूट वेबसाइट टू काइंड ऑफ कम अक्रॉस एज माय फर्स्ट सर्च फॉर शुड आई डू अ PhD और नॉट टाइप्स, यू नो. व्हिच आई वाज लाइक आफ्टर दैट आई वाज क्लियर कि हाँ ठीक है. और ऐसा नहीं है आई एम स्टिल कंसिडरिंग डूइंग अ PhD, बट नाउ आई नो दैट आई वॉन्ट टू यूज माई PhD.
लाइक
आई वॉन्ट डू इट थ्रू अ गवर्नमेंट कॉलेज बिकॉज दैट गिव्स मी एक्सेस टू रूरल मोर रूरल कम्युनिटीज टू स्प्रेड द मैसेज ऑफ स्वराज. सो नाउ इट्स मोर लाइक यू नो आई वॉन्ट टू डू द PhD.
एप्लीकेशन बेस्ड देन थ्योरी बेस्ड.
मोर एप्लीकेशन बेस्ड एंड वेरी क्लियरली के हाउ कैन, लाइक फॉर मी नाउ इट्स लेस इंपॉर्टेंट हाउ आई कैन डू द PhD. And what's more important is how I can leverage the PhD to impact the community.
As most of our listeners know, we've been running a Keto crowdfunding campaign to raise funds and capital to produce season 2. We'd like to take a few seconds to thank all our contributors to help us raise enough capital to be able to produce season 2. The campaign is still on with the link in the description below. If you like the content we're putting out through this podcast, help us sustain this and support us through our crowdfunding campaign on Keto.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj, featuring Gaurav Shore.
The idea of doing a master's, not from India, but wanting to come back to India to work. What is your take on that concept?
Yeah, very frankly, I don't have a take because I've not done it.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe from observation.
From observation, I don't know. Yeah. One thing that I can say is that my dearest friends from college, my batchmates who I got ragged in my chaddies with, are now the kind of people who you're talking about, who went to the US, went to Ivy League colleges.
Yeah.
Worked in places like Manhattan,
the
fastest of the fast, and then moved back to Calcutta.
Okay.
The slowest of the slow.
Yeah.
And now they're in Mumbai, which is again the somewhere fastest of the fast.
Yeah, somewhere, you know? Between Manhattan and Calcutta. Fastest of the fast.
No doubt about it. You know? Okay. So I feel ke definitely an edge on professionalism. See, you have to understand one thing. Systems were created by the West.
Yeah.
Our education system was created by them.
Yeah.
The current market paradigm was created by them.
Yes.
Right? So, ye mere ko clear hai ki wo level of professionalism, level of academic rigor, the level of I won't use that word, the level of honesty towards your work, you know? Like it comes naturally, yeah. If you plagiarize one line, you're out of the college.
Yeah.
Whereas over here, we had to use all that Viper and all those tests, and you had to attach all those reports.
Yeah.
And I thought it was demeaning for the students also.
Yeah.
And it was demeaning for us also that we are we have that level of doubt that we aspire to us on our students.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work, you know.
Yeah. It kind of works in a reverse way also. That.
हाँ.
अरे अरे check होगा तो हम डर आ जाता है एंड देन डर से यू फील दिस देयर इज दिस रिबेलियन थिंग हैपनिंग दैट हम तो कर लेंगे क्या कर लोगे सो इट बिकम्स मोर ऑफ लाइक आई विल बीट यू टू प्लेजरिज्म देन आई विल क्रिएट समथिंग यू
एंड गेस व्हाट द एकेडमिक्स टेक अ बीटिंग
या
बिकॉज़ इन दिस वन अपमैनशिप का गेम
हां
जो सीखना था वो तो सीखा नहीं
हां
तो मेरे को लगता है कि ये वर्क करता है
हां
इफ यू गो ओवरसीज
या
ये वर्क करता है कि यू विल गो एंड लर्न what they said they will teach you and today what also works is that a lot of international programs have their focus on India probably because this is where the money is it's shifted here and the wealth is here and stuff but a lot of international programs are now giving you the option ki acha masters ka thesis karna hai apne desh mein kar sakte ho
acha
apni target community uthao
hmm.
you know
Hmm.
So again, one of my dearest friends, Animesh, who went to study in the US, I think if I remember correctly, his master's program was based entirely on doing research in India.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he compiled his thesis and then he went and submitted it there.
Hmm.
I think they've also realized that a lot of the learning, let's say you come back with the ubiquitous cliche, ki meko exposure chahiye. मेरे को एक्सपोजर मिलेगा बाहर लेकिन आपको यहाँ का एक्सपोजर थोड़ा मिलेगा काम तो इधर आके करना है और यहाँ पे रेड टेपिज्म है यहाँ पे करप्शन है यहाँ पे गर्मी है यहाँ पे पानी गंदा है हवा गंदा है वो नहीं मिलेगा यहाँ पे वहाँ पे नहीं मिलेगा यू नो सो आई थिंक वो लोग वहाँ पे देव काइंड ऑफ फिगर्ड इट आउट कि ऐसे नहीं होता एंड देव काइंड ऑफ फेल्ट के अच्छा द स्टूडेंट्स कैन बी गिवन दैट लीवे के यू अप्लाई इट हियर इन दिस एनवायरमेंट and you will have a much richer takeaway then when you come here you are grounded then you've been there done that we've done a lot of work not now recently to nahi but pehle 2-3 saal 4 saal tak humne kafi kaam kiya tha
it's okay
with engineers without borders australia now these were aussie young kids fresh out of college almost all obviously because it was engineers without borders all were engineers and it was very interesting because they would come to india with this very you know क्या बोलते हैं उसको ब्लीडिंग हार्ट सिंड्रोम कि हम गरीब लोगों को बचाने हैं एंड आई वॉज वेरी प्रिविलेज्ड एंड लकी दैट द ईडब्ल्यूबी पीपल ईडब्ल्यू ऑस्ट्रेलिया पीपल वुड हैव अस डू स्वराज वर्कशॉप फॉर देम तो उनका पासा पलट जाता था बिकॉज सडनली दे वुड बी लाइक ओह माय गॉड वी हैव मोर टू लर्न फ्रॉम दिस कल्चर देन फॉर अस टू गिव देम यू नो सो आई फील दैट इट शुड हैव बीन अ पार्ट ऑफ देयर एजुकेशन ना कम से कम चश्मे तो उतारो जिस चश्मे से देख रहे हो इंडिया को और अगर चश्मा उतर जाता है तो तुम्हारी यहाँ पे वैल्यू भी बहुत ज्यादा है तुम जो काम इधर करोगे उसकी कीमत भी है लोग भी अप्रिशिएट करेंगे एंड यू वोंट बी एट लॉगरहेड्स विद द लोकल बिकॉज आई रियलाइज दैट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल ऑफ द ओल्डर जनरेशन मे बी माई जनरेशन एंड अबव ओल्डर केम बैक टू इंडिया एंड विद अ लॉट ऑफ क्रिब्स एंड कंप्लेंट्स हम गुड़गांव बनाएंगे गुड़गांव विल बी द मैनहट्टन ऑफ द ईस्ट बट क्यों कि गांव में क्या प्रॉब्लम है हमारे करंट शहरों में क्या प्रॉब्लम है यू नो ओह नो यू नो वी नीड हाई राइज बिल्डिंग्स वी डोंट एक्चुअली देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ एविडेंस अगेंस्ट दैट यू नो एंड यू आर नॉट विलिंग टू लुक एट दैट
दिस इज गुड फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन विद ईशा बजाज फीचरिंग गौरव शौर्य व्हाई
डू यू थिंक वी आर नॉट विलिंग टू लुक एट इट
Tangential hai, but I'll share it with you. So I've now been teaching in SPA since 2010 actually, but more consistently after I left Sushant 2013 and when Yogini was born actually. That's when I started teaching there. And initially I remember I'd been invited to do a lecture on green high rise. अब सुशांत में तो कॉलीग्स थे लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल सुरुचि वाज अ मास्टर्स इन ग्रीन हाई राइज अब मेरे को ये ऑक्सीमोरोनिक लगता था कि ग्रीन हाई राइज मतलब पीसफुल AK-47 समझ में नहीं आया था तो आई डिड अ लॉट ऑफ रिसर्च दैट टाइम एंड यू नो टेरी हैड गिवन मी इनफ ऑफ अ ग्राउंडिंग टू आस्क द राइट क्वेश्चंस एंड दिस क्वेश्चन दैट नेचुरली केम आउट हाउ सस्टेनेबल इज अ हाई राइज Number one, energy wise, it's not sustainable at all.
Yeah.
It's fundamental requirement to pump energy beyond a certain height, pump water beyond a certain height, then deal with the sewage. And there are systems that have been designed, right? But that was not the exciting part. The exciting part was social sustainability impact.
Yeah.
So apparently there's something called the Chicago experiments that happened in 1925. And then after that, there has been like this unbroken series of experiments that have been done all the way till the current date. that have systematically proven that socially a high-rise building has a negative impact on society. You are not designed to interact vertically with people. You are designed to interact horizontally with people. Right?
Yeah.
This impact shows up maximum in young people below the age of 10. So if you were brought up in a high-rise building, your degree of interaction with people is much lesser. Thereby creating, you know, instances of isolation, of being, you know, feeling lonely. And then they said that there are these six fears. Now, I don't know if I remember all six of them. But there are these six fears that are inherent to people who live in high-rises. Niche wale floor pe aag lag jayegi.
Achha, waise
wale. Niche kaise jayenge?
Achha.
Koi aziz insaan family ka chhalang maar dega ya gir jayega. Survive to karega nahi.
Nahi.
Earthquake aa jayega, kidhar jayenge? Theek hai? Then a big one that came after 9/11 was ke kuch bhi takra sakta hai building mein. Theek hai? So these fears were all very real because people had seen movies, had seen other people suffer from it. That every day, even if you go out and you are in a party and you are standing at the balcony, this thought will flash through your mind. Tum likke le lo. It is going to flash through your mind. You know, ke yaar aaj party ho rahi hai, aaj koi chalag na mare, meri party bigad jayegi. You know, so it was very interesting that they were saying that it's actually increased. And then in the US, something very interesting that happened post 9/11 was that they changed the bylaws.
Okay.
And they said that, you know, the standard stock fire escape staircase is not wide enough and it's not designed to cater to the population that comes from the 80th floor of a building down to the ground. Natural.
Yeah.
Because as the building goes down, the fire escape staircase needs to increase in width. Right?
More and more people will come.
So I studied the bylaws at that time and I realized that they actually had articles that said that building high-rises in the US has now become non-feasible because by the time you come to the ground floor, almost the entire ground floor is the fire escape staircase. Itna width chahiye uske.
Naturally, wo
computer simulation ke through na unhone map kiya ki acha ek floor pe 500 log hain to fir lekin fir wo second floor pe to 1000 log ho gaye fir wo 1500 ho gaye fir wo 2000 ho gaye to ab is 80 floors mein multiply kar do 40,000 लोगों को आपको इवैक्यूएट करना है, यू नो, तो फिजिबल ही नहीं है. सो देयर इज सो मच एविडेंस अगेंस्ट एंड देन वी डोंट लुक एट द मेटाफोर. वी आर आर्किटेक्ट्स. मेटाफोर फॉर अस कम्स नेचुरली. द रियल रीजन बिहाइंड हाई राइज इज द सेम रीजन बिहाइंड एन अमेजॉन वेयर हाउस. यू नीड वर्टिकल स्टैकिंग ऑफ रिसोर्सेज, easy vertical stacking of resources. So for a corporate house to get lots of human resource that is vertically stacked in a warehouse,
same thing
is the easiest. You know, to isme ye jo vertical stacking of resource hai, isme individual resource ka swaraj kahan
gayab?
इंडिविजुअल रिसोर्स का फ्रीडम कहाँ? और उन्हें तो लगता है कि क्योंकि मैं ऊपरी मंजिल पे हूँ तो मैं पेंट हाउस में हूँ. राइट. लेकिन सबसे ज्यादा फियर भी उसी का है ना.
सही बात है.
राइट. सो एक्चुअली इफ यू थिंक अबाउट इट फ्रॉम द पर्सपेक्टिव ऑफ फ्रीडम, ऑफ सेल्फ एक्सप्रेशन, ऑफ पीस, लिविंग पीसफुली, एंड इट जस्ट डजंट वर्क एट एनी काउंट. एंड आई एम नॉट सेइंग दिस, आई एम सेइंग गो आस्क एनीबडी हु लिव्स इन हाई राइज.
Almost everyone now lives in a high-rise.
So they'd done more experiments. Like they thought ke, haan, up to a certain age, it makes sense.
Achha.
When you're upwardly mobile, you're young, you're below 30, you know, no kids.
Yeah.
It makes sense to live on higher floors.
Uh-huh.
And then the system should be such that as you age, you come lower down the floors and live closer. So the oldest people should be given the first 3, 4, 5 floors.
Yeah.
You know, for all practical purposes.
Yeah.
And then middle age and then youngest on top.
अच्छा.
तो बड़ी theories आई हैं. You know, but कोई favor में नहीं है. ये है.
क्योंकि वो अपनी economy को feed नहीं कर रहा है.
Simple है ना.
This is Good for Construction with Isha Bajaj. featuring Gaurav Shore.
और वो भी मेरे को लगता है कि वो एक मॉडल है.
हाँ.
हमें लगता है कि एक ही मॉडल है डेवलपमेंट का.
हाँ, हाँ.
और वो है जो कॉर्पोरेट वेस्ट ने डेवलप किया.
हाँ.
लेकिन जरूरी नहीं है. हम काफी टाइम से बोल रहे हैं कि यूरोप की तरफ क्यों नहीं देखते.
हाँ.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया की तरफ क्यों नहीं देखते.
हाँ, हाँ.
हाँ, फिर वो लोग बोलते हैं कि नहीं ऑस्ट्रेलिया के पास जमीन बहुत है.
हाँ.
तो एक काम करते हैं ना, ऑस्ट्रेलिया की तरफ नहीं देखते.
हाँ.
यूरोप की तरफ देखते हैं.
हाँ.
उनके पास जमीन नहीं है,
नहीं है.
बहुत
हाँ.
कम है.
हाँ.
और जो है वो खत्म हो गई है.
हाँ.
you know?
हाँ, हाँ.
लेकिन ऐसा नहीं है कि उनका इकोनॉमी कम है. कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन उनका ज्यादा है. पर्सनल ओपिनियन, दे सीम टू हैव मेड मोर सेंसिबल पॉलिसीज in the recent past. Though I can't really make that as a general statement.
Yeah.
Because the West also learns very fast. The US learns very fast, adapts very fast, and then comes up with path-breaking new inventions and policies also
because
very
of
fast.
Standardization.
Haan. Achha, you by the way hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Because that's another one thing that we are trying to make people realize.
Yeah.
That we do work with the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
And our message to all of them is that don't prescribe to standards.
Yeah. You can't.
You can't.
In a country like India, it's stupidity to even say the word standardization, because even if you do manage to do something about standardization, you will either fail or you will make other people miserable. So,
pakki baat.
To fir solution kya hai? Like, how do we also gain that speed that maybe US has or maybe even Europe has?
See, firstly, I don't think Europe has speed.
Okay, then US.
Europe has centers that have speed.
Uh-huh.
US also similarly has centers that have speed.
Uh-huh.
And mostly our problem is that our exposure in the media is to, for example, I watch Suits.
Yeah.
Ab bhai sahab, that's the next level of speed.
Yeah.
Ki matlab aaj raat ko maine bola ki kal savere tak ho jayega to ho jayega. Right? To mere ko lagta hai ki ये थोड़ा सा कठिन है, लेकिन हमको इंसानियत में क्वालिटेटिव इन्वेस्टमेंट करना पड़ेगा. जो हम कर नहीं रहे हैं. यू नो, एंड दैट इज आल्सो वेयर माय पिवोटल चेंज हैपेंड इन माय लाइफ. यू नो, वाज व्हेन आई इन्वेस्टेड टाइम एंड एनर्जी इनटू माय सेल्फ, पुटिंग माय सेल्फ थ्रू दिस प्रोग्राम कॉल्ड द लैंडमार्क फोरम, which my bua had told me to do in 1995 and I did it in 2008 finally. And I realized that I don't know what it means to be a human being.
Yeah.
And here's one American organization
that
is trying to tell the world what it means for human beings to be human beings. And I realized that ye kisi ko nahi pata. Matlab mere ko insaniyat ke level pe jeena nahi aata. अगर कोई मेरे को पूछे ना कि तुम कौन हो, तो मैं नॉर्मली आंसर दूंगा डिग्री के पीछे, मैं दूंगा अपने प्रोफेशन के पीछे, मैं दूंगा मैं सिटी में कहाँ रहता हूँ उसके पीछे. एंड देन पीपल विल यू नो देयर आईब्रोज विल गो हायर एंड हायर अप बेस्ड ऑन ईच वन ऑफ दोस. यू नो, अच्छा इस पे से, ओ आई सी, अच्छा अच्छा जो साउथ एक्स, ओ आई सी, आई सी, वेरी गुड, यू नो दैट. बट इफ आई वाज टू जस्ट अप्रोच अ ह्यूमन बीइंग विद लव एंड एम्पथी एंड हैव नथिंग एल्स टू गिव एक्सेप्ट दैट, then I don't know if people would be ready to receive it.
Yeah.
Mostly people would have one eyebrow up.
Yeah.
कि ये ऐसा क्यों कर रहा है?
Question वाला eyebrow.
हाँ. कि ऐसा क्यों?
क्यों?
इसके पीछे hidden motive क्या है?
हाँ.
You know?
Yeah.
So I really got confronted that's normally how people live life.
Yeah.
And there is another way possible. And how about standing for creating that other way? And oh my God, it's not easy. खड़े हुए हैं तो मेरे को लगता है कि जितना हम क्वालिटेटिव इन्वेस्टमेंट अपने पॉपुलेशन में कर सकते हैं, मुझे नहीं लगता, आई एम वन पर्सन हु इज एब्सोल्युटली क्लियर, वी हैव नो पॉपुलेशन प्रॉब्लम, नन व्हाटसोएवर.
ओके,
वी हैव अ कंजम्पशन प्रॉब्लम, इट्स नॉट द सेम एज अ पॉपुलेशन प्रॉब्लम.
ओके
ओके, वी हैव अ ह्यूज पॉपुलेशन.
यस
यस, it's when the population starts demanding things that the West has. It's when the population starts demanding, say for example, now let's get down to numbers.
Yeah.
2016, Delhi sold 900,000 metric tons of petrol.
Okay.
Petrol has something called an air to fuel ratio. All fuels have an air to fuel ratio. They need oxygen to combust. ठीक है? तो petrol has an air to fuel ratio of 15:1.
Okay.
So 900,000 metric tons is roughly 11 billion liters, I think. 11 billion liters of petrol. ठीक है? अब 11 billion liters of petrol will require 11 into 15. 150 billion liters of clean air. which has oxygen in it.
Hmm.
What happens with petrol also is that if the right amount of oxygen is not there in the air, it sucks more air. So the air to fuel ratio increases. Right? So we did some simple calculations and we realized that if everybody decides to buy cars and everybody decides to consume so much petrol and so much diesel, and I only shared the petrol statistics with you. If we put everything together, which includes diesel, petrol, CNG, LPG, PNG, and all formats of kerosene and kerosene derivatives, which includes jet fuels, your airplane fuels. We need, Delhi needs 46,000 square kilometers of forest. Only to cater to its cars. I don't care about Delhi's people. I want Delhi's cars to run smoothly. ठीक है? 46,000 square kilometer मेरे को सिर्फ जंगल चाहिए. इतनी गाड़ियों को air supply करने के लिए. ठीक है? अब 46,000 square kilometer कितना होता है? मेरे को तो नहीं पता. तो मैंने फिर गूगल किया. फिर मेरे को पता लगा कि पूरा हरियाणा स्टेट 44,000 स्क्वायर किलोमीटर है, उसके ऊपर 2,000 स्क्वायर किलोमीटर मोर, एंड दिल्ली एनसीआर इज 1,400 स्क्वायर किलोमीटर,
व्हिच इज मैड.
सो यू नीड 33 टाइम्स दिल्ली टू केटर टू दिल्लीज कार्स, व्हिच इज व्हाई आई एम क्लियर. वी हैव नो पॉपुलेशन प्रॉब्लम, वी हैव अ कंजम्पशन प्रॉब्लम, वी हैव अ कंपैरिजन प्रॉब्लम. व्हेन पीपल आर कंपेयरिंग देमसेल्व्स टू द जोनेस,
दिस इज गुड फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन with Isha Bajaj, featuring Gaurav Shore.
We have a problem when everybody wants to soap and shampoo their bodies and hair, which is why we started that brand Pakshantar through Swaraj. And in farmers markets, we are trying to sell all these products, and we are not doing anything new. We are selling the same stuff that our grandparents used to use and still use in the villages. But it doesn't contaminate water, because water used to be worshipped as the mother. Now, if you worship water as the mother, you don't spit in it in the morning when you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
But who today doesn't brush their teeth?
Yeah.
And nobody seems to, you know, think of this together. Kare yaar, hum to pani ko poojte the. Abhi bhi poojte hain. Abhi bhi Ganga ke snan jaate hain to sabse pehle pooja hota hai. To phir kaise ruk sakte ho tum usme? To socha hi nahi. You know? To consumption problem hai. Iska matlab hamare ko population ko sensitize karna hai. कंपैरिजन और शक की प्रॉब्लम है, और शक तब पैदा होता है जब हम स्कूल में होते हैं कि साथ वाला चीटिंग कर रहा होगा, साथ वाले को नोटबुक क्यों दूं, वो नोटबुक वापस करेगा कि नहीं करेगा, वो सारा शुरू हो जाता है. हमको ये फाउंडेशन पे काम करना है, और फिर देखो कौन खड़ा होता है हमारे अगेंस्ट दुनिया में. सब साथ खड़े होंगे कंधे से कंधा मिला के. दे विल वॉन्ट टू एम्यूलेट दैट मॉडल, एंड आई एम क्लियर दैट इफ देयर इज वन कंट्री दैट इट कैन बी डन इन, इट्स दिस कंट्री. इट डेफिनेटली कैन बी डन.
You know? So, is Swaraj also working with schools?
Swaraj is working with schools. Who else are we working with? We're working with a few universities.
Achha.
But mostly focuses on schools.
Achha.
And initially, we were working with school kids. Then we realized that, bhai, ek school teacher ko sensitize kar do, to 10 generation kids ki cater ho jati hain.
Efficiency.
So, so, we're working with school teachers. And so far, we are very restricted in our approach, because we have a flagship workshop. About 4.5 hours. It can also go up to 7-8 hours, depending on the school. Like some people have asked us, क्या आप full day का कर सकते हो क्या? So कर सकते हैं. Of course, it goes into more detail.
Okay.
Then we have a 6-week summer school program, and then we do this semester long program that we've done for 4 consecutive years in SPA by popular demand, the same Swaraj elective, right? So अभी we are very restricted because this is all that we have. But I feel that this is more than enough, because इससे हमारी सोच जाग जाती है. इंसान की और एंड अलाइव अवेकंड इंडियन सिटीजन इज मोर देन इनफ. वो कम से कम यू नो, बिकॉज ईच वन ऑफ अस इज सो सोशली कनेक्टेड. यू नो, इंडिया में 6 degrees ऑफ सेपरेशन बिल्कुल नहीं है. मैक्सिमम 2 degree होता है इंडिया में. मैक्सिमम आई कुड बी सिटिंग इन साउथ इंडिया समवेयर इन अ रिमोट पार्ट ऑफ द कंट्री, आई विल फाइंड पीपल इन 2 degrees ऑफ सेपरेशन. I will know someone who will know someone. तो इतना impact potential तो है इंडिया में, है ना? तो invest करते हैं ना उसमें.
तो आपने impact के हिसाब से how through the trainings that you've done with Swaraj and the schools, what kind of an impact have you witnessed through these courses?
Oh man, this might be laughable, but the impact is 7 people have gone back to their villages.
What?
Yeah. Which I find like That's huge.
It is.
For me, it's massive.
It is.
Seven people actually gave up their city lives and they went back to their villages. And more people who I know have gone back to their hometowns. So they were not necessarily from villages.
Yeah.
But friends went back to Chennai, went back to Calcutta, went back to where they were from.
Uh-huh.
And they started working there. Like they found peace with their, with themselves, with them being local. Because that's what Swaraj is saying. If you are local, you are very cool. You are the coolest person on the planet.
Yeah.
If you बागड़ू बोलते हो या अगर तुम कोई लोकल डायलेक्ट बोलते हो तो तुम बहुत कूल हो लेकिन तुम्हें पता नहीं कि तुम कितना कूल हो तो वो जब आई थिंक जब वो कॉर्ड स्ट्राइक करता है ना तो फिर लोग रियलाइज करते हैं कि हम कूल हैं एंड देन दे टेक ऑन प्रोजेक्ट्स यू नो सो एंड नाउ दोज पीपल आर डिजाइनिंग प्रोजेक्ट्स दैट आर गोइंग ऑन टू क्रिएट मिरेकल्स सो आई एम वेरी प्राउड ऑफ दिस Small little number.
You should be. It's a massive number, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had people abuse me for it also in public forums by saying that you think seven is a big number and you think that seven is going to solve the problems of the world.
Yeah.
I'm like, yaar, tum karo na tumko jo karna hai. Tumne bhi shuruaat saath se hi kari thi. You don't realize that you've joined the movement at a time when the seven period is over. And now it's reached 7 million. So you think you're part of a huge movement.
Yeah.
I am strategically starting off with that smaller number. And just you wait.
The impact will be big.
Just you wait. You know, in today's time and age, maybe another 4-5 years.
Yeah.
Not more than that. Pehle bolte the ki ek generation lagta hai.
Haan.
Ab meko lagta hai ek generation nahi lagta.
Aadha generation lagta.
Aadha generation bhi 15 saal hota hai yaar. 15 saal kahan lagta hai aajkal? 6, 4, 5 saal. Social media influencers, dekho yaar, 6 months.
That works in months.
It works in months.
Yeah.
And who in the villages today doesn't have a smartphone?
Sahi baat hai.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel these are things that the government can play a beautiful role in. And I think they are also, but mereko pata nahi ki wo, maybe their media coverage needs to be better.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, you can... Let the cell phone show the village kids porn, or you can let the cell phone show village kids whatever your national media policy is. Because there is a national media policy.
Yeah.
You know? And definitely a country the scale and size of India can influence a lot.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what they did in Japan in the 40s or 50s. When Deming and Juran's programs were on the radio. And the whole country plug in. And they used to tune into programs on total quality management, TQM, and continual improvement, and where all this Kaizen and all this Six Sigma systems were born from. So imagine the whole nation tuning into radio to listen to a half an hour, 1 hour program in the evening on quality.
Thanks for listening to the Good for Construction podcast. Our content is available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our conversation so far. Look out for part 2 of this conversation coming out soon.